Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And we want to talk shit with you. Oh, anyway, you want to give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number, well, once again, I'm going too fast. The call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. You can Twitter me. I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I'll follow you back. My Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. But I know you ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host. Tell them, illustrious co-host, where they can find you at.
www.illustriouscohost.com. or Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. Miss 100% at yahoo.com is your email. And at 100% is the Twitter. That's it.
That's all we got.
To the point. That's all you need. It's not that complicated.
All right. Well, as some of y'all know, we lost a great Don Cornelius, the creator of the long running show Soul Train, apparently shot himself to death yesterday at his home. He's 75 years old. I heard that it was like, it's surreal, like Don Cornelius, you know, it's like peace and soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just thinking about it. I almost wore my afro. I was like, my afro straight.
Yeah, I just, that was always a part of my Saturday.
I mean, it was a part of, I think, the majority of folks' Saturdays. I know, aside from the fact that the artists all lip-synced.
Right.
They were never on track. me and my cousin, we always had the fascination with the cameraman and how far he was going to go up before he had to stop looking
right before
at the dresses.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, we have lost one of the pioneers, one of the innovators, Don Cornelius. May he rest in peace, and may he find more peace wherever he's at now than he got while he was here. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to start off the show sad.
I know. Why did you do that?
I want to acknowledge the great. You know, couldn't let Don Cornelius go without acknowledging him and his greatness. But what I can acknowledge is, I don't know if people remember, there was a... Well, all across the country, they're starting in my favorite place in Florida. They're the bills making welfare recipients pass drug tests in order to receive their benefits. Well, there was a similar bill in Indiana, which was pulled after the bill was amended to include testing lawmakers. Yeah.
So I guess they said, what? Yeah. You gonna test me too? Oh, hell no. We got to get rid of this shit.
Well, according to Representative Judd McMillan, the sponsor of the original bill, he said, there was an amendment offered today that required drug testing for legislators as well, and it passed, which led me to have them withdraw the bill.
So he's saying outright, he's saying up front, he ain't no shame in it, because it included his people, him and all his people, he decided to take it out.
Yeah, like, hell no, I just had some cocaine last night. They talk about testing me, dog. Nah.
Like, damn, we must have been high when we wrote this shit.
Well, no, somebody offered the amendment, so I guess they did, because you know, a lot of these senators, congressmen, when they're gone a lot of times. So an amendment could be added on to it, and they don't know until
somebody slipped it in there.
Right, and they got slid in there. And he's like, no, dog, that ain't how it's going to go.
Definitely not about to happen to me. That is crazy.
Yeah, now I find that hilarious, because I remember arguing with some folks about this same thing. Like, you know what? If they made it mandatory for everyone, lawmakers included, to take drug tests, there would be no mandatory drug tests for any benefits.
Yeah, it's funny to me, because a lot of the things that we say on this show always come true. And that was one of the things that you had said just a few short weeks ago. I forget what the topic was, but we ended up saying something about this, and you made that very statement. Yeah, I remember.
Because they're the ones that's on it. You best believe when they're, I mean, every year we always hear about the senators, whoever, and they tricking with prostitutes, whatnot.
Right.
And when they tricking, they sniffing cocaine off their butt. It's like clockwork. Every year. It's the same thing. I mean, we won't go a year without a politician taking a picture of his junk or being caught in the car getting some head. Or, I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. But you know what the stupid, I guess, the just the dumbest thing about it is the fact that they, like you said, every year, at least once a year, it's like clockwork. If you knew 3 years ago that this happened, 2 years ago this happened, last year, eventually it's going to be your turn. Why the hell do you keep doing this shit if you know eventually you're going to get caught?
Well, I think you should know the answer to this. I mean,
dumb?
No.
Stupid.
No. It's human Sorry. Nature. And men got to
think
have
I'm
it.
I'm feasible and I'll never get caught.
No. Men just got to have it.
I mean, you ain't got to have it that damn bad.
Okay. So you say.
I'm a woman and I gotta have it. But hell, I'm not out in public.
But you're not a politician either. So, I mean, in speaking of out in public, if y'all Google Matthew Coulout, I don't know, Coulote, the results, he's a high power Connecticut attorney, but he's fighting the Google search engine. He's suing his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, because she went to a site, liarscheatersareus.com, and put him on blast. Yeah. Our relationship didn't last long, as I figured him out pretty quickly, but for others, be forewarned. He's scum. Run far away. So when you Google, my man, that's what comes up. So as an attorney, and he gets Googled, as opposed to, hey, he's a great attorney, he scum comes up first.
Oh, I love it. I am really about to try this site out, because I got a few motherfuckers that I want to hook up.
Yeah, we not even going there on that one.
Why can't we go there?
We just not going to. It is not our way. It's not mine.
The best part is that instead of him being brought up as a lawyer, the first thing that he's brought up about is being a piece of crap because he's a shit boyfriend, or he's really a messed up human being. So he's doing a whole bunch of women wrong, and they're all Googling him, or what is it, putting his...
Well, they are adding testimonials.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Nothing like a positive testimonial out there about you to make you feel good about That's yourself. Right. Yeah.
So they're doing reviews on him and your rating. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm thinking his rating is like -5 right now. And probably going to plummet just a little bit more in the next couple of months or so. But he doesn't even top the cake. As everyone knows, the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and of course the New York Giants against the New England Patriots. There's a guy who put in a Craigslist ad saying, I offer $500 for anyone who can give me pre-game football lessons, because him and his girlfriend are going to her ex-boyfriend's house for the Super Bowl. Her ex-boyfriend who played quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to, you know, I guess he wanted to get his pectorals up, whatnot, he went on and lied and said, yeah, I played quarterback in college too. But he doesn't know anything about football. So he's been reading articles on ESPN and watching clips. And that he's saying it's not going to prepare him for questions about actually playing it. So he's willing to offer $500, but would go higher if an actual college or professional quarterback would hit him up. And if you would be willing to text him good comments during the game, he'd pay an extra $100 for that. Or if they're good comments.
Wait. Text him good comments during the game.
Yeah.
What the hell?
He is an idiot.
Why not just lie and say, yeah, you know, I like to play football. I like football. How the hell you going to prove a lie about being a quarterback? There's no way that you can prove that.
Well, and that's the reason why this is not going to work out that well for him.
Oh, when fantasy should be, when reality should be fantasy.
Right, exactly. That is definitely a case of when reality should be fantasy.
Wow, poor guy.
He just did his research on football instead of lying. Oh, yeah, I played quarterback, because last time I checked, the majority of people have internet and google.com and look up your name, look up the school you supposedly went to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show up on the roster. What?
So what's going on?
Right. What?
And you know what? She probably already knew it. She probably already knew he was lying. I mean, we can tell when guys are just saying shit to make themselves look good. And sometimes we think it's cute, but then when you go this damn far, to hire somebody. Yeah, that's grounds for breaking up. So I guess she spent the night with the ex-boyfriend, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, one, he's going to the ex-boyfriend's house to watch the Super Bowl. It's like, dog, it's, the stars are all aligning against you. Okay. Speaking of the stars aligning, as y'all know also, it's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Where I guess we supposed to take, because this year, being it's a leap year, we get the 29 days of in-depth blackness.
We get one more day.
Yeah, that extra 24 hours. It's all I need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to make everything crystal clear to me. All I need is one more day.
Yeah.
And all mysteries will be solved.
Yeah, pretty much. All mysteries will be solved. Psych. I'm thinking that if you need to focus on learning your Black history in 1 month, it's not going to work out for you.
Probably not.
Yeah, and I'm for, don't get me wrong, I'm for Black History Month, and I understand it, I mean, because the original intent was to celebrate Frederick Douglass's birthday, which is actually in February, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do the whole 365 days a year. But I can try to get into it, but instead we'll go on break and I'll let the bums, the brothers under madness, do the explain it for me. This is Brothers Under Madness. Who gives you the right?
To be judgmental on what's wrong and what's right. You stereotypical, egocentrical, man-made menace with your adopted Eurocentric buy now, pay later, plastic visa values and money morals. Are you afraid of what can't be bought? Or is it the thought of yesteryear's Black dominant students seeing purpose to come forth and teach what they were taught? The will to want, the pride to strive and not just survive in a world covered by the worn-out blanket of despair. Who gives you the right to call my ghetto a slum? When it's not powerful politicians pumping drugs, guns, and money into the minds and hands of your young. Inferiority complexes are overpowering and seen by all. Is total equality the fear which governs your actions? Or is it the same thrill of devastation and total domination which governs your ancestors as they storm from peaceful sands through tribal lands of Mother Africa with their dictated views and war-oriented tools? From coast to coast are women pillaged, our elder left to fend for self, our children and men strong and brave, but if resistance sent to a musket-ridden grave, stripped of humanity and incorporated into the transatlantic trade. Who gives you the right to take us from our culture, blind us from our heritage, trade my ancestors for material goods, then demote them from statuses of queens, kings, prophets, and profitable villages and villages in which they belong, the common slaves? Damn, my ancestors were strong, physically and mentally, to withstand the ignorant and brutal ways. Our oppressors then, generations later, still oppressed. But generations later, determined Black minds still progress. No one said it would be easy. In fact, the strenuous battles have left our hearts and minds parched. And to compensate, a 28-day watered-down version of Black history is given in hopes to quench our thirst. But our thirst won't be quenched until 365 days of in-depth blackness as a part of the common man's mental diet. Who gives you the right to say my people have not advanced and have not as of yet accepted the responsibilities of being Black when it's not you reminded daily of your color and subdued by the wrath of racism inflicted along with it? Who gives you the right to say my youth can't learn what our ancestors taught? If knowledge is the fire which burns to force the ignorance, and education, self-worth, and cultural awareness lies on the other side, let each tree burn and all obstructions be eliminated. What the right do you have to block my people's path with your unwanted and unappreciated racist views? We've played your games, we've gone to your schools, we've studied your achievements, your wars, your struggles, heritage, and culture.
Now who gives you the right not to know us? For my oppressors, I can only pray. Because it shows the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. What goes around comes around twice as hard on judgment day. For saying who gives me the right to sing?
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Dick Tugger and Miss 100%. That was the Bums Brothers Under Madness. Who gives you the route? And thanks for playing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's been one of my favorite songs for like, 20 years now. That's an oldie but goodie. Now, I've always had it in my head like, I could do a video with this one day. That is some deep, profound stuff. And the funny thing is, these brothers are from Oakland. I had to find them one day.
Okay.
To see if they still around. So I can really find out who gives you the right to say. Mm-hmm. Speaking about the right to say, we get to go into those people who shouldn't have the right to do a damn thing. And that would be our haters of the week. You know how we feel about the haters of the week. That's how I feel about haters. Anyway, you want to start off with your hater of the week?
I have no idea why that just made me jump, but okay. Yes, my hater is a substitute teacher in Mustang, Oklahoma. Well, it's actually the school. It says students are supposed to live up to the rules and standards of their school district, while teachers aren't. A substitute teacher in Mustang, Oklahoma, proved this exact theory when he had a picture taken of him by a freshman while he was snoozing. He was sitting at the desk, and instead of teaching the kids, he was taking a snooze and in the middle of class. And the freshman took a picture of him with his camera phone, and he turned it in to the principal, and then the kid was suspended for having a phone in school. The rules say that you're not supposed to have a phone, and if you do, if you're caught with one, they're supposed to take it. But because he took a picture of a teacher doing something wrong, they suspended him over it.
Yeah, because he was totally wrong. The teacher that falls asleep in class, that's thumbs up.
It's like, you're not fucking teaching me, and I'm telling you on your ass because I want an education. And so they suspend him for speaking out.
Yeah. Isn't that what happened to all whistleblowers?
Mm-hmm.
They have heart attacks or they get suspended in this case. Luckily, he didn't die.
Right.
That's normally what happens to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, they die in like a house fire or something like that. Car accident.
Yeah. He ate a wrong Snicker or something. Anyway, my hater is the Norwegian insurance company, DNB, who have set up an alarm which limits the employees in the call center to 8 minutes per day in the restroom. So if you go to the restroom at DNB and all throughout the day, I guess if you're in there longer than 8 minutes, alarm hits the managers and then they come in there to get you. I'm like, I got something for you. You come rolling up in here.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is hate. You get 8 minutes. I guess don't have a big lunch.
I mean, I would be in so much trouble every day.
I'm like, I mean, you know, it may not be every day, but it's like, wow, 8 minutes. That's what you get.
Right.
Yeah.
So what happens, though? Do they explain, like, if you go over your 8 minutes, you get fired, or you got to work longer, you got to stay overtime, or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, the workers are protesting it for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I just need to use the bathroom.
I mean, but that don't really surprise me because, remember, we were talking about the law that they were trying to pass where they would take people's lunch breaks away, where you have to work all day without a break.
Yeah, because politicians don't do that ever.
Right.
They never take breaks. They work hard for the money. Anyway, and speaking of working hard for the money, my favorite guy, Bishop Eddie Long, is back.
Oh, God.
His Jerry Curl wig is back in effect also.
Oh, Lord.
So y'all know, he has been installed as a new title at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. He is the king. Yep. They had a ceremony, and it was conducted by a rabbi who came, gave him a scroll, brought him out to the center of the pulpit saying, "This is a scroll that's 312 years old. This is a Holocaust scroll." Because it was found at the Auschwitz concentration camp.
What did that have to do with his black ass molesting people, though?
Well, supposedly, surrounding him in the scroll is an honor reserved for kings and symbolically hides him in the scriptures.
God is not pleased with this. God is not pleased with this. It's just ridiculous.
No. He's not only a king, he's designated as a prophet of Atlanta.
He's not no prophet. You know what? I'm getting so mad with him.
Hold on, you getting so mad?
I mean, see, here's the thing.
If you're in the chat room, I just posted the link, so
yeah,
you get to see Eddie Long and his Jerry Curl
in all his ridiculousness. It's like this. As a believer, you know, you taught to respect your Christian leaders, okay? And it's hard to respect somebody like this, and then it's crazy. It's I don't know what, and it's sending a message to people who are not believers, and it makes them not want to be believers because it's saying, oh, well, y'all can do whatever y'all want to do, and then say, God got my back, so I'm good. And this is crap. Yeah. This is, and so I want whoever, if you're not a believer, don't look at him and judge the rest of us, please, because he ain't what he say he is, period and point blank.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just so angry with him.
Look, why are you angry at him? Let me explain something to you.
And I mean, it don't take, and if he can't be who he is without stupid and ignorant people supporting
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Look.
And I'm angry with them too because they know this is not right.
They're the people you should be mad as hell at because they are cool with crowning this idiot as their king.
As their king. What kind of mess is that?
He's their prophet also.
That's crazy. So now you putting him in the place of God because God is the one that's supposed to be your king, not no man. So now what? Y'all a cult now?
Why are you hating?
I ain't hating.
You hating.
Nah, that ain't hate. Yeah, you know what that is, hate. I'm hating on them, not them. Them.
You just like haters.
Oh, goodness, he just...
I think
you
have to amend it. Miss 100% is now an official Eddie Long hater. See, and you wonder why I always played the Eddie Long song.
Oh, Lord. Said, I'm glad you didn't play it this time because I can't take it no more.
This is what I'm talking about. Jerry Curl juice dripping all over the place. Anyway.
It's just crazy.
See, what he needs is what happened to the kid in Utah, 9-year-old, who his mother in Woodcross, Utah, was arrested for allegedly forcing her 9-year-old son to walk alongside her car. She pulled him along by his belt and steered him towards school after he missed the school bus. And, you know, she was going the speed that the kid could keep pace, but she wanted to teach him a lesson. I'm thinking maybe y'all should just drag Eddie Long.
Mm.
Would you get? Would you think we'd get in trouble? Although I wouldn't pull him by his belt because he probably would like that.
But no, I don't know what to do to you. I don't even want to be involved in it. I'm washing my hands of the whole entire situation. I can't do it. No.
I mean, but you know, it's funny because we have this situation of the woman got in trouble for chastising her child. I guess they said she was being a bad mother, too abusive or whatnot.
Yeah, well, the thing that I saw about it, like, a lot of people were saying, congratulating her and stuff like this. It's stuff like saying, yeah, was old school ways, this, that, and the other. But think about this, though. Had she slipped, her foot slipped, or had she got distracted for a second, that could have cost that little boy his life. And I think that when you discipline a child, you don't have to try to go so far and embarrass your child, because there's a difference between disciplining and humiliating your child. And sometimes when a child is humiliated, that you can lose your child forever over doing something like that.
Okay.
That's because, I mean, that's just extreme humiliation. There was a lady who, the little boy was mischievous, and she tied him to a chair tied him to the tree outside and painted his face blue and said, "Don't play with me because I'm bad." She didn't get in trouble. That's child abuse. That's going too damn far.
Okay. Well, I mean, and under those circumstances, I understand that. I mean, because I wouldn't personally have done that. You could have, there are many ways to embarrass a kid. I mean, you could have took him to school, and you could have sat in his class, because I guarantee you, no kid wants their mama or daddy sitting in the class with them.
You know that's right.
That's like, oh, because you're going to get it on the playground.
And everybody know you're going to get a whooping when you get home. They like, you're going to get your ass beat when you get home, man.
Man, your mama was at the school. She ugly.
Right. Yeah. You don't talk about
along those lines that they're going to say something to you.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you there.
I think she could have just, like, made him go to school funky. You know what I'm saying?
He missed the school bus.
He kept getting up late. So I wouldn't have gave him a chance to wash up. Don't feed him no breakfast. Get your ass out my house, and you gonna learn to get up on time, or you go just keep going to school funky and hungry.
Okay, all right.
But that would be neglect. But dragging him alongside a car is not abuse.
Well, I don't want to be accused of neglect. Also, you have to remember the legal ramifications of what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So you do something to send the child a message, but you try to do it within the confines of the law, because of course, lock up the bitch. And I'm not going to jail without chastising my child.
How many times when you were younger and when you got in trouble was you made to go to bed without supper? Okay. That I was, and that shit taught me a lesson. I didn't starve to death, but it taught me to stop lying or taught me to stop acting bad.
I got to ask you this question, 100. There's the wealthy Florida man who adopts his girlfriend his daughter to protect his assets during an upcoming lawsuit surrounding the deadly car accident.
I knew that was going to come up.
John Goodman. You know, he killed somebody. He ran a stop sign and killed Scott Patrick Wilson. So, what does John Goodman do? Instead of being sorry, I'm sorry. I killed your child. And instead of paying restitution, whatnot, he adopts his girlfriend so that he can pass all his wealth onto her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know it needs to happen. His daughter just needs to run off with her brother.
Oh, Lord.
And take his money.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, because the lawyer, of course, for the Wilson family claims, is a ploy for Goodman to keep his money for himself.
And everybody knows that he is, and they can't overturn that. You know that?
Right.
If
you're on the jury, how can you not vote for this asshole to one, do some real time?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the maximum is, he deserves to get it. And two, whatever he's worth, you should make that the compensation. Just because you want to try to do some... I mean,
you want to test the motherfucker. You know, you just... Excuse me, but you just wanna act like you can do anything you wanna do. So he needs to be made an example of. You know that,
right? And that's why I say, if you're on the jury, if you don't vote to take all the money from this cat, that then you don't have a conscience because you see that he doesn't have one. I mean, in all honesty, I didn't see the stop sign. I didn't mean to kill the child. A sincere apology, whatnot. I mean, yeah, you would have been sued, but hey, at least you could have worked something out. But he wants to go to Woody Allen route, and
ugh.
I'm adopting my daughter that I'm having sex with. Not that Woody Allen did that first. He waited till she grew up after he changed her diapers. Then he had sex with her.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Anyway, I always have to make sure that I bring up Woody Allen because that's still the grossest thing that's legally sanctioned ever.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, I'm excited, you know. Tomorrow night, KRS-One is going to be in the Bay Area going to the concert. I'll be hanging out with my bodyguard, Soul in the Hole. So I'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't fight or nothing, so I got to have this.
Now, why would you put that on radio? You crazy.
What? You know,
you don't let nobody know you can't fight.
Well, no. See, understand is the exact opposite. When you say you can't fight, nobody wants to get at you. When you say you can fight, everybody wants
to try you. Yeah.
And so, I mean, if I say I can't fight, then the only people that'll want to fight me are the people who can't fight.
When keeping it real goes wrong. So you said that. What if it had a reverse effect? He can't fight. Let's fuck with him.
Okay, but then I got Soul in the Hole. You know,
but that's messed up.
Soul in the Hole is the master of like 28 deadly styles of something, and he's ready to use them at any point in time.
Really?
Anyway. on that note, we're going to go on break. This is KRS-One. MCs act like they don't know. Recognize, I got a bodyguard.
Hey, your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the break.
Together you got a smooth drummer, smooth
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. You're on with Vic Hugger and Miss 100%. That was KRS-One. MCs act like they don't know.
I don't think they do. I really don't. At least nowadays, they don't for sure.
They really don't.
Like, dibby, dibby, ah.
Oh, you went there, didn't you?
You know, if they not grunting nowadays, they... Anyway. Now we come to that other part of the show where we get to talk about my favorite people. Well, not my favorite people. The dumbasses of the week. Yeah, because that's how we do.
That video is just too silly. It makes me want to giggle every time I hear it, so you can stop playing it.
We laugh at
it. Okay, stop giggling. Okay, so a Missouri woman, St. Louis, Missouri woman, robbed the cop that she called to help her. Police say a St. Louis woman allegedly robbed an officer who responded to her call for help. She was caught when she used his bank card a short time later. Her boyfriend had stolen the keys. Officers responded to the call, took her to his house, and left her in the cruiser while they went inside. And then she took the opportunity to grab a bank card from an officer's bag. And I guess he discovered it that afternoon and found a woman in her vehicle filled with groceries, cigarettes, lottery tickets, and the police say the receipt shows she used the stolen bank card. So what happened? She got the car, and a few hours later, she was in jail.
Huh?
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Okay. Well, what's there to get?
I don't get it.
I mean, anyone who is smart enough to call the police and then try to rob the police, there's nothing to be said for you. But just go to jail. Don't worry about nothing. They gonna take care of you inside here. Cavity check every day.
You on camera, you got the receipt, and they caught you with everything.
If I'm the police officer, I personally conduct the cavity check every day.
Well, she don't need a cavity check.
Yeah,
you just right. Conduct one.
Yeah, right, it's like calling up to the office, cavity check. I'm calling that cavity check. Anyway.
Yes.
Speaking of cavity checks, my dumb asses of the week are Quentin and Patricia DeShong. Not to be confused with the Eddie Long, but DeShong. Anyway, they were arrested after attempting to blow up a vehicle outside of a bar using flaming feminine hygiene products. Yeah, police got a call about 2:50 a.m. that a man and a woman were allegedly vandalizing the Ford Fusion in the parking lot. When the police arrived, they start throwing flaming tampons.
You kidding?
'Cause that's what they're for. Flammable objects.
They were throwing flaming tampons at the cops.
Hey, they gangster with there. She's like, he's like, give me the ones with the wings.
Oh my goodness, tampons
with the wings.
His soul in the hole is right. That is a waste of money. Tampons are expensive as hell. Who would do that?
Well, that's why they are dumbasses. Obviously, common sense is on call. Hello?
Wow. Goodness gracious.
You're throwing flaming tampons in the parking lot.
Every time I thought that I've heard it all, just somebody comes back and let me know, nope, it's melting.
We ain't even sniffed the exterior yet. We ain't even sniffed the exterior. Speaking of sniffing the exterior, there was a House Republicans arrested the Gasland journalist, Josh Fox, who's the director of the Academy Award nominated documentary Gasland, because he was trying to film this hearing, on natural gas procurement practices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And allegedly, ABC News was also prevented from taping at the hearing. But, of course, ABC has since denied that they sent the crew to the hearing after the fact. And supposedly was a meeting of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Environment.
So why was the journalist arrested? Because he was trying to report the cover up. So he knows something that the rest of us don't know. And so to keep him quiet, they arrested him.
Well, see, a lot of times they have these meetings and no one is there.
It's like a secret meeting, yeah.
Well, no, they're not secret. They're very public.
Okay.
You know, they're very.
How come no one is there? Then.
Well, because people don't care about stuff that's important and involves them. Yeah, I said that. People don't care about stuff that's important that involves them.
Now, right.
Obviously, there's something about natural gas procurement practices that is unsafe for the common man. Like, as we all know, if natural gas is in the area and it's too much, people can get sick.
Right.
It can, maybe it's something that's getting into the water stream and can be affecting the long-term health of children and adults.
Right.
But we won't know because no one was in that meeting.
Wow.
They made sure 16 officers entered the hearing room and handcuffed Fox because of disorderly conduct, because trying to get knowledge by filming something is against the law. Allegedly.
I don't know what to say. That.
There's not too much to say on that.
Wow.
We got you.
The one person that does care and goes and tries to film it so that he can inform the public, he gets arrested.
Yep.
So what do you think would have happened to the rest of us had we went, or the rest of the people had they went?
Well, technically, nobody else was there. So we allegedly would never know what happened.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because they were talking about his thing was a report on fracking, which is a process in which several tons of highly pressurized water and chemicals are injected into the ground, allowing the natural gas to escape.
Yeah. But
unfortunately, when you pressurize water and chemicals into the ground, you kind of mess up the ecological system.
Right, and that was happening in Virginia before, and they were saying that they thought it was earthquakes, but it was the effects from fracking that they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, if you feel that shake, it's not necessarily an earthquake. It could just be me fracking in my chair.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And speaking of fracking, I want to talk about Nutter. And I'm not talking about my nuts. I'm talking about Nutter. Mayor Nutter.
Oh, I thought you said a nutter. I thought you said.
Well, he's a nutter for sure. he has planned on throwing out bounties. He set aside $500,000 in the city budget to fund the reward program, which involves, as he calls it, a major game changer. $20,000 for tips that lead to the arrest and conviction of a murder suspect, and $500 for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of thugs who carry or sell illegal guns.
So, you said arrest and conviction, right?
Yep.
I think that's bullshit. Because I don't think if I put my life in danger to tell on a murder suspect, I should have to wait to see if he or she will get convicted. Because as we all know, police mess up all the time. And sometimes people get away with murder. And, you know, it's not enough evidence, or just the jury, they just let them go, you know. We can't explain what's happening with that. But $20,000 is not enough money to endanger my life, for one. But you're not going to give it to me unless they're convicted.
Well,
I don't see nobody taking a chance on that.
Well, I'm upset with the fact that he was set aside $500,000 in the city's budget to fund that snitch program.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't set aside money to help revitalize the area to give opportunities to the young men and women who are out there.
So you won't have to snitch on them.
Right, because they'll be doing something productive. If that $500,000 was used to help fund something, to help them become entrepreneurs and job skills to work for themselves,
mm-hmm.
Bam.
Yeah.
But they don't think prevention. They want to put some cough syrup in you. They don't want to give you a jacket, so when it's cold outside, you're good.
Right.
Now, I'm thinking it's foolish, but I actually have a question. And it's involving a new study that suggests that racism could stem from having a low IQ. Now, this is a study. My question is, if you don't know your history and wait to learn it once a year, is that why black people hate on each other? Because they have a low IQ about their history?
That's a great question. And hopefully some people will join us on a Smooth Drama group and talk about that. But personally, yeah, I feel that that's why. Ignorant. You get ignorant.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, oh, Mr. Nutter, you're an honorary hater and dumbass. All at the same time. Yeah, I said it. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening to my crazy-ass bloggers out there. Y'all nuts. And
out of control.
I'll be at the Shattuck KRS-One tomorrow. If you see me, you can approach me, but watch out. My man Soul in the Hole, he's got a tight grip on that note. For Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, aka After N Word, with Smooth Drama, and we're out. Peace.
Yeah. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.